You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking to Toronto Blue Jays with MLB.com Blue Jays beat reporter Gregor Chisholm. Gregor, things have quieted down a little bit after last week's frenzy, but there's still a lot of guys dealing with some injuries around the Blue Jays, and I feel like we may spend the next 10 minutes just sort of rounding all of that up, but it seems like maybe the biggest deal is Edwin Encarnacion. What exactly is going on with him?
Yeah, it's a situation where I think the goal of every spring training is to come out of camp healthy, and that's certainly not going to be the case with the Blue Jays. They do hope that Edwin Encarnacion over the next couple weeks gets back to full strength. He's got a sore back, some inflammation down there. The MRI didn't reveal anything, but the back issue has been a concern for him over the past couple of years, so the fact that it has popped up this early certainly isn't encouraging. He's supposed to get into games probably by next week. He's kind of proceeded to hit off tees so far. He's going to take batting practice over the weekend. So everything points in the right direction for him, but the repercussions of this really means that the Blue Jays probably aren't going to be able to play him as many games at first base as they originally hoped. I mean, that's something that's really going to have to be monitored all year. Even if he gets back to full strength by opening day, it's something where they're going to have to just ease his workload in the field because they don't want something like that to pop up. So it has repercussions for the DH spot with Deonna Navarro, and it also has repercussions for the first base competition with guys like Justin Smoke and Derek Martin.
As you sort of lead into what my next question was, which is kind of what is Plan B? I mean, he's not really a guy you can just replace out of the organization. So what do they do if they do have Encarnacion less than they would like to?
Yeah, it's certainly not an ideal situation because, you know, the Blue Jays came into camp really kind of taking a close eye at Barton and Smoke, and the hope was that one of those two guys would really kind of seize the role and become that either backup first baseman or a solid platoon partner with Edwin Encarnacion. And while both of those guys have great gloves and they've flashed that already, neither one of them has done much with the bat. So neither guy has really seized the opportunity so far. This one's still probably going to go down to the wire. It's not something the Blue Jays are probably going to decide for another couple of weeks. If nothing changes, I would expect it to be Smoke. But if Barton starts hitting the ball, the job is there for him as well. The one benefit to both of those guys is the glove that they do bring, especially because Josh Donaldson can occasionally get erratic with his throwing arm. Same could be said for Jose Reyes. So having the glove over at first base is really a big benefit. Both of those guys are better fielders than Encarnacion. But the question is whether or not they're going to get enough offense from that position in order to justify that glove.
Now, on the opposite side, it does seem like things are encouraging with Michael Saunders. Is that an accurate way to look at it, that things are coming along pretty well considering how bad the news seemed at first?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's someone who kind of continues to defy expectations in terms of his timeline. He's supposed to get into a minor league game on Thursday. He's just going to DH. He's not going to run the bases, so he's going to hit, and then someone else will run for him. But the fact that he's swinging already and seeing live pitching is a big bonus because that was really the biggest challenge for him. Once it was kind of deemed that he should be ready physically around that time, he needs to get his timing down at the plate. So the fact that he's kind of already facing the live pitching should help him get ready for the start of the season. In terms of the knee, everything's progressing as really even better than the Blue Jays had hoped. He should start running relatively soon. He should start fielding relatively soon. And that's the type of thing that once he does kind of get clearance for that, those are the type of things that can move along pretty quickly. So it's looking more and more likely that he'll be ready for opening day. I think at the very latest, you're probably going to see him back for the home opener 1 week into the season. But it looks like the hope is that on April 6th, he'll be ready to go.
Given the number of guys with sort of issues on the offense, I mean, you know, I know Pilar's not expected to be a big part of it, but he's dealing with something. They lose Ramon Santiago. What's this kind of overall level of concern about lineup, given that that's really going to be the calling card of this club? If they're going to win, it's going to be because they score a lot of runs.
Yeah, definitely. And there is concern. There's no question about it. But as of right now, they think they're going to get most of these guys back just in time. They're still hoping for Pilar on opening day. Ramon Santiago really did seem like he was going to seize that backup infielder spot. He's gone for 2.5 months, so he's eliminated from that competition. But he wasn't expected to be a big piece. He was probably going to platoon a little bit with Asturias. But the main guys, Encarnacion, Saunders, even Pilar, who should get some time in center with Belton Pompey as well, probably start against lefties. Those guys are probably going to be back. So the only real major blow this spring has been Marcus Stroman, and there's obviously no replacing him. But I think the hope is that they can get everybody back. So they've potentially dodged some obstacles along the way, but the fact that there are this many question marks 2 weeks before opening day is certainly a concern. I think everybody's kind of holding their breath a little bit that they can get back to full strength over this time.
Now, they brought in a guy who is kind of intriguing, and I don't know how exactly he fits. To some extent, he's similar to some guys they already have, but how does Dion Vicieto fit in with all of this?
Yeah, that's a big question mark, too. I think a lot of that depends on what happens at first base. They're giving him a bit of a look at first. Defensively, he's not going to give you a whole heck of a lot, but the bat is much, much better than Smoke and Barton. So if those guys continue to struggle, they'll audition him. They're still trying to see if Danny Valencia can handle that defensively. The one thing I don't think you're going to see very much is Vicieto play the outfield like he did with the White Sox. That really seems, as long as Pilar is healthy by opening day, that fourth outfielder spot should probably belong to him. The Jays are looking at Vicieto more for the bat, and he does have a lot of upside, but if everybody is healthy by opening day, I have a hard time seeing how he fits on this roster. Simply because the Blue Jays keep saying that they're going to put an emphasis on defense after fielding has been such a big issue for this team over the past couple of years.
And he doesn't seem like a guy who's going to go to AAA. I mean, if he's not on the roster, he probably gets waived or released or something, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, exactly. And he's got an agreement with Alex Anthopoulos that if he doesn't make the opening day roster, that he can look elsewhere. There is a chance that the Blue Jays could talk him into delaying that for, two, 3 weeks into the season just to see where things stand, especially if they think some of their guys have question marks, if there's any chance at all that, Encarnacion's not going to be ready or he might need a little bit more time, or if they, they're a little concerned and think that maybe a week into the season he's going to have some issues. There's an opportunity there to maybe convince Vicieto to stick around just a little bit, but you're certainly not going to see him in their minor league system with the Jays by the time May rolls around. If he's down there, it'd be very, very short term, just kind of as an insurance policy more than anything else.
And one more injury on the pitching side, a guy they really could not afford to lose on top of the dominoes with Stroman and Sanchez presumably going to the rotation. Brett Cecil's dealing with an issue. What's his current situation?
He's, as we talk here today, Cecil is going to throw his second bullpen session. He's going to be scheduled for a couple more bullpens. The goal is to get him into games by next week. So there's not going to be a lot of opportunity for him to get ready, but there should be just enough. And so he's another one where the Blue Jays are kind of just remaining hopeful that he's going to be able to get enough work in before the start of the regular season to be ready. This is a situation the Blue Jays are very familiar with in terms of their closer's role because it's essentially the exact same time frame and plan that Casey Jansen worked off the last couple of years. He was dealing with an oblique injury last year. The year before that, it was a sore shoulder. So he was a guy who started the season with basically only having a week or so of spring training, and it looks like Cecil's kind of on that same plan. But as of right now, he should be ready, and there's no doubt that they desperately need him. They've had some positive storylines down there with top prospects like Miguel Castro, who's really kind of taken the camp by fire. So they overall think that they have a little bit more depth than maybe was originally thought a few weeks ago. But there's no question that Cecil is probably the biggest piece down there, and they need him healthy in order to have some security in those final couple of innings.
And When I look at that, I really wonder as much about just sort of the overall bullpen as the ninth. I mean, this is something we've talked about before, that they wanted to bring in arms. I mean, put aside the ninth and whether somebody steps forward, you take Sanchez out of that. If you're dealing even with Cecil being limited, even if he just can't go as often, how much of a worry is there just about having enough guys to cover the innings to cover the innings of winning games? I mean, at some point, doesn't there become an issue simply of having enough competent bodies to fill a bullpen?
Yeah, there does, and I think a lot of this is really going to come down to putting tons of pressure on a 20-year-old. I mean, the Blue Jays won't stop talking about Castro. I think they're kind of looking at him now. He went from a long shot to making this team at the start of spring training to now being a guy that they're really looking to kind of maybe fill in that hole that Aaron Sanchez is leaving behind with all signs pointing to him joining the starting rotation. They've kind of even put him on the same plan as Sanchez was early on. They're giving him, in New York, the night game this week, he went 2 2/3 innings. They're kind of stretching him out a little bit just to get a little bit more length out of that bullpen. But he's a guy who has zero kind of experience. He's never pitched above Class A, but they love the fact that he hit 99 on the radar gun last night. He really has a really kind of devastating changeup that's got some downward action. They think he's ready. Now, you're putting an awful lot of pressure on a guy who's 20 years old and has such little experience as he does. But he's been probably the biggest positive of the Blue Jays camp so far, and I think they're really going to be looking to him, and they're really going to probably give him some big-time leverage innings at the start of the season and see how he responds.
All right, well, Greg Chisholm, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.